standing outside having a cigarette. I popped to London today. I had to speak to, it's not family, but close friend of the family, about Love Fresh. And just kept it low-key, just popped in, popped out on the train. Only takes an hour and a half each way. And that was really good. Just talking about, potential for seed investment. But, yeah, it's exciting times. I don't want to rush into it. I was getting advice as well because he's a VC, but he's a VC that manages funds that manage funds. So he's not direct. But they do some small seed investment, but it was more for advice that I was making. We're bootstrapping at the moment, Love Fresh, giving up jobs, that kind of thing, three of us, putting our own time in, not taking any money out, not having any money, no income and no immediate monetization plans because we want to build a platform. So we do need to get some seed funding at some point, but on the other hand, I don't want to take funding when it's a concept, not a product. So I want to get it launched and commence talking properly. Exciting times though. We're ready. We're on the verge of being ready to release the alpha. It'll be out before the end of the month. We're just, Jeff's just wiring up the submit button at the minute. I had to make sure all that's nice and smooth. We've tested lots of other parts of it. It's all very simple at the moment. We've still got to do some work on the UI, but I'm sure you'll forgive us if it's not so pretty at this stage. We're concentrating on just getting the simplicity working, so and also making it clear that our model for location is very different from the likes of Foursquare and Facebook Places, although we will be plugging into Facebook Places, of course. Be foolish not to. We'll be allowing anonymous check-ins because we believe that the serendipity around the location is achieved through a feeling of being part of the community of that location, of that producer. And we don't want to make any barriers to entry to use the software, so you can literally start the app up and check in, and your entry will go to Love101, or room of where all the check-ins go that aren't allocated to anyone, and we've got a way, we've coded it so that we'll know which device you used, so that if you ever do want to make an account, all those check-ins will nice and easily be attached to that account. It gives you scope to not log in if you don't want to tell someone you're somewhere but you do want to share the great food you just bought, and generally gets around privacy concerns I had. I'm really focused on the user benefiting from all the features of Love Fresh, and more than we do. If there's something that gives the user a cost, for example, giving away their email address to us, then it has to go if it's not essential, and so it's gone. You can, of course, log in as a named individual, and you'll be able to link your Twitter and your Facebook accounts once we assure the alpha's working okay. We don't want to be blipping timelines in Twitter and Facebook with bad data, so we're not switching that on yet. But all the check-in will be working, a simple taxonomy system for the food types of so you can categorise the producer you're at nice and simply. You'll be able to take a photograph. You'll be able to add some text, advice for other people. We, at some point, will switch the audio recording on, and you'll be able to record an audio bite, which will be blipped straight to Love Fresh Radio, which is just a feature that, if you switch it on in the car, as you're driving along, you'll pass located brackets, and it will play you the relevant local media of food around there, so you can drive along the motorway listening to reports of all the different local food you're passing, and maybe take a diversion if one takes your fancy. And that will be able to be contributed to anonymously as well, so you won't need to log in to use that. It will just go to the Love Fresh stream on Audioboo. So yeah, it's getting there, you know. We want to get it out now. It's a really hard balance. The idea is to get these things out as quickly as possible and let the community decide how they should develop. But on the other hand, you don't want to release a product that just feels insignificant, light, non-functional. So we've taken care to make sure that the alpha represents a simple form of where Love Fresh can go. We aren't enabling the producer check-in, the producer button yet, because the producer can just check in food anyway, just as anyone else would. But the producer button will be a beta feature, which we'll roll out to various producers so that they can blip what they're stocking at any particular time. And you'll be able to follow them. And yeah, hopefully that kind of local community, localised and transient passing trade on, you know, roads through the village, that kind of thing. But especially in denser city populations, you know, there's plenty of local food often. It'll be interesting to jump on a bus and just listen to Love Fresh Radio as you travel about. But yeah, that's for the beta. So, all going good. I'm particularly pleased with myself because whenever I start to feel a little bit of stress, I make sure that I remember what a pleasure this is and remember why I'm doing it and either carry on or take some time to just do the garden, check the chickens. Finding I'm much, much better than I've ever been in my entire career at controlling stress and controlling... Well, I'm not feeling any stress because of the way I'm thinking about things now. And I guess I've got the NHS's wonderful psychiatric services to thank for that, even though I maybe didn't appreciate it as much at the time. But yeah, you know, for sure, cognitive behavioural therapy and that sort of thing, it's left me with some important lessons that are really, really benefiting. And actually, when I get back from a day like today, or an evening, it's been nice to see London. I've actually enjoyed being there. There was a buzz about the place, and because I'm not living there, it didn't have any kind of stigmas attached to it for me. Plus, you know, I didn't feel like a stranger there. I felt like it was still my manor. You know, after 20 years there, that would be the case, I guess. But it was an element of coming home, and I'm glad we've still got a house there and stuff and haven't burnt our bridges. Not for permanent residency, but because Love Fresh is going to be based in our old house, which is a live-work unit, ideal for the task. Yeah, anyway, that's where I'm at the minute. Just quite wide awake, but very excited and kind of I'm pleased because I don't have much doubt about Love Fresh. I'm convinced that if it's taken up, it will do great good for the way local food is available and the way local food producers will feel empowered to sell locally much more than they have done and feel less pressure to go with supermarkets and hopefully put pressure on supermarkets to concentrate more on supplying local food. Maybe have Love Fresh fridges installed for local producers to freely go and place their produce with pre-agreed barcoding on. I don't know. I'm guessing health and safety would have something to say about that, but yeah, lots of ideas for the future. But the main thing is to get the framework up, make it nice and simple, and make it media rich so that everyone can enjoy sharing the finds of their community food supplies and introducing their friends to it. Yeah. Poppy, it's... Oh dear. Poppy's decided it's time to play Borleo at 2 o'clock in the morning. And that'll be because Claude's upstairs asleep. Poppy. No. No, Pops. Hey. That's a good girl. Dear, no, it isn't. There's no getting away from this. Poppy's decided to short the label. Okay, I'll wrap this up. Night night, and enjoy the rest of the bank holiday weekend.
saying goodnight, Pops.